morning, everyone. I'm very pleased to participate in today's Soap and Science. And what I'm going to talk about today is how to invent new reactions for green chemistry. Of course, McGill, especially the faculty of science, is very strong and in this particular subject. So today we are facing some of the greatest challenges in human history, and such as the economic problem, the environmental problem, the energy problem, as well as the resource problem. So maybe I'm biased as a chemist when I look at, and it's all chemistry. Because over 97% of everything we're manufacturing today involve at least one chemical process. And based on the World Research Institute analysis, only 10% of everything we have taken from the Earth has been retained in the product. And the rest, 90%, became waste. So if you look at this, it's a tremendous, tremendous challenge. So how to overcome these challenges is really a big, big scientific issue. And well, in the 1990s, the field of green chemistry was created, and which is one of the major efforts in the world trying to overcome the sustainability problem. And so the ultimate goal of our research is trying to take whatever available in nature, basically such as the hydrocarbon, CO2, lignins, cellulose, as you can find, and based on renewable basis, and through very simple reactions, by inventing a very simple reaction through catalysis in clean solvent, such as water, and turn them into useful chemical products directly. Of course, this is a very wishful thinking, but really, what we hope to do in the end, after many, many years, we would like to have some new tools available, new science, new chemical science available, so that we can complete this. And so, of course, we need to explore new reactions. That's what we're trying to do in our group. And just give you a very quickly two examples. And this is a patent actually by McGill, where you take carbon dioxide, alkene, in water through a very simple catalyst, such as bromine with hydrogen peroxide and air. We can turn them into cyclic carbonate, which itself is a very useful solvent already. It's called the greener solvent. And furthermore, industrially, you can polymerize these into biodegradable plastic, where, of course, when you throw in nature, it will decompose very quickly. Unlike the current plastic, it will take about 100 years to degrade. Another example, of course, for chemists sitting here, the most important reaction in chemistry is the Grignard reaction, but they are very sensitive, and you have to protect the nitrogen and use anhydrous solvent, and furthermore, you have to synthesize them. So we develop a process where you can take the simple alkyne or alkene and the water and the functional group and the water by using a simple catalyst, stirring water, and mostly in air, you turn them into product directly. There's virtually no waste left behind. So that's what we develop. And so finally, in the end, what we hope to do is through green chemistry research, we'll have a sustainable society and both have healthy environment as well as clean the chemical manufacturer industry. Thank you.
Very nice. Very nice, Peter.